Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back for the 7 o'clock hour here, man, as we get set to go. I'll tell you what, speaking of great games, and I talked about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens playing tonight against the Jets, and chance for Lamar to really load up on some stats tonight. Pretty good show here tomorrow, one of the best shows of the year with this Miami Heat team getting ready to take on LeBron James. I'm guessing they're in town and probably had a nice evening last night, get a little rest today. And then tomorrow night, the Friday night, Lakers and the Miami Heat on national TV.
What's that flight from Orlando, about 35, 40
minutes?
Yeah,
it's a quickie.
So they finished that game last night, flew in, got to the hotel, hanging out today. LeBron's probably seeing all his old people today or people around town he knew, and that's it. And then they play tomorrow night. There should be no load management. Nobody got injured last night. Nobody got nicked up. Anthony Davis and LeBron James should be playing tomorrow night here.
I think that's been made pretty clear. I give LeBron credit. He's pretty much said don't worry about me and load management. If I'm healthy, I'm going to play in his mini games. He's on a little bit of a mission here.
His sixth triple-double last night, by the way, this season.
I respect that he's gonna go all out. There's no question and everything else coming back here. But it'll be a great look for everybody to really nationally get a chance to see who are these guys, including a guy that's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour, Duncan Robinson, Miami Heat forward, who had 10 threes in the last game. 10 threes. Just crazy. And also, you know, another cool story here is they have all the college football awards, and Harrison Bryant, FAU tight end, won the John Mackey Award. Oh, he's award winner for the tight end position. That's pretty big stuff, man, for going to a small Division I school. And he put up monster numbers, went over 1,000 yards, and really had a good year going to get himself drafted. I'm guessing fairly high.
It's got to be fairly high. That tight end position's a valuable asset now in the NFL.
And who knows? Maybe ends up here. I think Dolphins will be looking in the third or fourth round or fifth round or somewhere in there to grab a tight end. And so he could. Anyway, Harrison will join us and talk about that. Just you think of all the tight ends around the country and stuff. It's just really cool. The guy up in Boca gets that award. So he'll join us a little bit later on in the show. We'll talk to him about everything. And the big news is actually coming out of FAU is not that we had a John Mackey Award winner there, but Willie Taggart is the new head coach for FAU. Smart move by FAU. Big name. Whether you like the name or you don't like the name, it's a big name. And actually, it wasn't too long ago that was a hot name in college football, going from South Florida all the way to the West Coast, got that Oregon job, which got plenty of money there, and came back because the FSU job popped up. He felt that was a lot better job, wanted to come back to Florida where he felt comfortable after all his years at South Florida and everything else. And now he's going to be the head coach at FAU. It's pretty clear to me, even though it's a five-year contract, he's looking to get on that Lane Kiffin program, win games, get it built up, and find himself a Power 5
right
job.
That's got to be the path he wants at this point. Get back into the ACC, SEC, something like that at this point.
So for Willie, good move and comes down here. I think Lane left it really, really good shape overall. Got a lot of money. Can live in Boca. I mean, the thing's not bad. Listen, Boca's a nice area, wherever you are over there. Whether you decide to go east towards that water, which – Willie's got plenty of money through all. You know, Willie, everybody's going poor Willie, and he did get, 21 games is not fair to anybody. But Willie has made
a ton of money.
I mean, Willie's last few jobs, Willie's been making a nice seven-figure salary, although probably easier for a wife to go, hey, calm down there, husband. we got $17 million coming in here. Calm down. However, Florida State's going to pay that money. However we wanted that money distributed to us, we got a lot of money. And let's go to that FAU. Ain't a bad place to live in that area up there. You got everything you need for a nice lifestyle.
Hey, no question about it. You live in Boca, you get paid very handsomely by two schools at this point.
I'm guessing, what does that pay, about $1 million? The Lane Kiffin job paid roughly $1 million or so, but you get a good name, and Willie knows the area down here, man. He did a lot of recruiting with South Florida down here, Florida State down here, so he knows the area, knows all the coaches. It really is. It's a perfect choice.
No, it's a home run hire for them. Yeah. Without question, he's great, and kids like playing for him. He's a good coach.
I
think FSU didn't give him a fair shake. Like, you can't give a guy less than 2 years.
No, can't go 21 games.
Especially after he was like your dream hire. I mean, you pulled him away from Oregon. You paid him all that money.
So I got this one night. So we were we had some Florida State guys who just hated Willie Taggart. Just hated him at a dinner not too long ago. And so we're sitting around the bar. The bar talk is the best talk, by the way. You get a few beers and everybody's, you know, whatever their opinion is, it might hold back. But you get a little alcohol on somebody and that it all comes out on how you feel about everything. So they were like, oh, man, do you know, like, nobody goes to the games anymore and how much that's their number one thing. Nobody goes. Nobody's going to games. People aren't even coming up to make it a fun Saturday anymore. And so you gave the guy 21 games. 21 games.
Well, they were at a 30-year low for attendance.
No, I get it. And I get when you add up all the empty seats on what they've had in the past. And
revenue dropped $10 million a year.
Yeah.
Like, it was as bad economically as it was on the football field. So it was bad up there. And was it all Willie's fault? No. But they had to blame somebody.
Well, they're all blaming. Like, right. Willie's still blaming Jimbo for leaving him nothing. If you know, a lot of people say there was, you know, Jimbo left it in really crappy shape with a bunch of guys that didn't want to follow rules and wanted to do their own thing. And Jimbo didn't care about that. I mean, that stuff's come out about Jimbo just a bunch of Jameis Winstons running around there.
He stopped worrying at that point, yeah.
And so, and then the last year he's here, when he knew he wasn't going to be here, found out he stopped calling recruits. They were like, hey, I made a verbal commitment, but I haven't heard from him since.
We'll call you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll call you back. Bye. And Jimbo, by the way, they couldn't buy Jimbo out. I told you what the buyout for Jimbo was at the end. You think that Willie's was bad at $17 million. If you wanted to fire Jimbo and he didn't want to go take that other job, it was a $40 million buyout. That was in the contract. $40 million.
I think Jimbo pretty much, when he started complaining about the facilities.
He knew.
I was like, wow, damn, Jimbo. Can't be that bad. Mm. I haven't seen them, but right. Can't imagine Florida State's facilities are that bad in that beautiful campus they have up there.
How about the report from FSU was they did a cost-benefit analysis and decided it was more financially savvy to fire Taggart than keep him.
Yeah.
Like, to pay him off the $17 million right now or whatever it is in installments than to keep him around and keep losing money because they blamed him for everything that was going on up there.
Well, now they're going obviously in a different direction, and Willie will be down here in South Florida with us and everything else. So we got all kinds of stuff going on here today as talking about all these different things and good games coming up here. They're going to be a lot of fun to watch here. But I wanted to bring this up this morning, and the winter meetings with baseball and the amount of money that's going out on these top guys. And it's all supply and demand. But I just want to say to everybody, if you got a son that's got a big fastball, 97, 98, 99, it can pitch, don't burn his arm out at a young age.
Nope.
Don't let him play year-round pitching every day for like every team, travel team and high school team and everything else. But my God, man.
Sharpen the skills and get him to the pros.
The money Cole and Strasburg got. And I think there's going to be more. I think Baumgartner's going to get paid. I think some other guys are – listen, after what they said, I mean, $100 million is going to seem like chump change, right?
Of course.
After some of these contracts we're seeing, these guys, Rendon, $245 million over 7 years. He hit the jackpot off what he was able to do last year. Actually, he's been good for a while. And so, yeah, I just think it's funny that Scott Boras got all these guys. Scott Boras got all the top guys. Jeez. First thing I saw, $814 million for the three guys on guaranteed contracts, and I was like, wow. Is he getting 1%, 2%, or 3%, or 2.5%? Because whatever that is, when you get up close to $1 billion, that's a lot of friggin' money for one guy. That small piece is a big piece when you're making that kind of money, as those guys are making.
Scott's got to be getting 2%, right?
Scott Boras, too. Right. He rips everybody, right. And yet all those guys, man, they all go with him. Just incredible.
Well, he gets everyone money. I mean, it's the same thing we talk about with Drew. Like, of course you're going to hire Drew for the reason that Drew gets everybody paid. When was the last time, outside of him firing Johnny Football, that Drew honestly didn't get a guy a huge deal or get him out of a bad contract? Drew's that guy, too. The money's a little different, but Drew still takes care of all of his guys. Drew's the guy in football. Scott Boras is the guy in baseball.
I don't think Boras, it didn't matter who's going to represent those guys. They were getting paid.
Well, of course. But Scott Boras.
It's not about Boras. Zach.
Yeah, but Scott Boras got everybody. What are you talking about?
No, I get
that. Like, there would be 50 different agents out there.
He's the hot guy, but there's some other guys that are. Boras doesn't have all the players, but.
Every top guy gets signed is Scott Boras' guy.
No, I get it. But, like, so they believe that's the guy to go with because of what he's been able to do, and that's what you're working on. But Strasburg and Cole are not hard sells. They had all the big market teams interested in them. And, I mean, this kind of goes back to, and Rendon is not a hard sell. He's one of the best players in the National League last year. I don't know what he finished in the MVP, but he was right up there at the top. Anybody's going to get those guys that money, but you're right that the perception is
a
lot
Boras
of these guys. Scott Boras is, I don't know if it's, they just think he doesn't, he's gotten a bunch of big contracts, and including Harper's last year, he had that one. He's got a lot of money for a lot of guys, but in reality, you don't think the other agents, top agents, could get those same contracts?
Sure, but they're not.
No.
That's the difference.
I mean, I get once you're hot and everybody goes with you and everything. And we've seen Drew go way over 100 players in the NFL as well and all that stuff. But, man, God, just incredible money for the top of a league in these markets of Washington, L.A., and New York. Just crazy money coming out of these winter league meetings. Just crazy.
In 2017, Scott Boras earned $108 million. From $1.9 billion worth of contracts he had out there.
Wow.
Like, I know we're talking about anyone can get these deals, but it's just weird and coincidental that he's got all the big guys.
Yeah. No, he recruits them, and they're going, I'm in. You're the guy, man. You're getting guys contracts, and he's hot, and he's been hot for a long, long time. He goes after teams and not afraid to go after teams if they're not spending money. I think a lot of the players like that. I think so. He gets a lot of support from different people. We, how about the new rules coming out in baseball too? Not to do it with for pitchers, face a minimum of three batters next year. I guess we're getting rid of that. Three different guys pitch to three different batters:
right. lefty, righty,
and back and forth according to who comes up on deck. So they're trying, but I love this. So they're trying to speed the game up, find different ways. But yet they got a system in minor league baseball where they got the clock, where they told minor league baseball, you got no pull, right?
Yeah, of course.
So they tell the major league, hey, guys, we're going to do this. And all the top pitchers said, we ain't speeding up, man. You can kiss that thing. You're not getting me out of my routine. So last year, all the big name pitchers came out and go, this is BS. We got a routine and we're going to do it. Like, ooh, I don't know how they're going to overcome that. This clock might be around for a long time.
Did they consider maybe going to two outs per inning?
Or how about six innings?
Really?
Somebody texted him.
Two strikes and you're out?
Right.
At the old ball game?
Just one pitch each guy.
Really? What do you?
I'm not watching either way, so I don't care. Yeah, I'm just exactly. for other
I
people's
wish you
benefit.
Could say that. I would have felt better if you just said you don't like baseball. Just say that. That's fine. Got it. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff that we want to jump on here this morning.
All right, Joe, let's be nice to the people real quick. 305-567-0560. Caller number five right now wins a $50 gift card courtesy of Shucker's Waterfront Bar and Grill in North Bay Village with great food and drink specials and the best waterfront views in Miami. Caller five right now, 305-567-0560, a $50 gift card courtesy of Shucker's Waterfront Bar and Grill.
Everybody making a big deal about Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's might be the leading rusher this year on a team that has been really, really bad running the football, like all-time bad. So they're asking, this morning they asked me about, like, hey, man, how about Fitzpatrick being able to run? And so, well, he ain't running because he wants to. He's running because the pocket breaks down and he's taking off running for his life or getting outside the pocket and sees guys in man-to-man and he just, it's wide open and he's going for it. And he did have 50 yards at halftime last week, but he didn't want to do that. I mean, he will do it and we've seen he's good at it. But that wasn't his goal. He'd much rather stay in the pocket and throw the ball or roll out and throw the ball instead of all these things. But a lot of these are forced runs where he has no choice but to take off or it's going to be a sack and everything else. But talking about this stuff about him getting ready to go over 200 yards for the year in rushing, which, by the way, is pretty amazing at his age and you know, he and Lamar Jackson have nothing in common running the football.
Well, they are two of the highest quarterback rushers in the league. Got to put them in the same sentence.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
At least for 1 minute.
Oh, for one half.
Right.
For one half of football. But, yeah, so anyway, they got some numbers out, like the stuff with the Dolphins have used 74 players this year, most in franchise history. You talk about, and what is it, 9 players in 9 days. That they're just looking at everybody's practice squad. Somebody gets released. They think it's an upgrade over somebody they have, and they are making lots of switches. Two guys that played a lot of football last week were put on the IR. Two of your cover corners a week ago that played most of the game were put on IR. So Nick Needham. Go get him, Nick. Nick's been one of the most consistent, but it's going to be some guys out there that you're going to like look and then go, oh, let me look down again. What number is that? And the spotter is going to be pointing. You're going, oh, damn, he just joined the team like 2 days ago. So there's going to be a lot of that kind of stuff. I looked at the Giants roster last night. Coming off, they had 10 draft picks, 3 in the first round last year, in case people forgot. Three first-rounders, including, obviously, their quarterback and a big defensive tackle and a defensive back from down here in South Florida. You look, they don't look like they have that bad a team. They got a bunch of guys on IR, but, hell, everybody's got double-digit guys on IR right now in the league. But that team – they got to make a decision at quarterback on what they're going to do. I know now people are going, well, maybe we need to go get another quarterback. I'm not big on going to get first-round pick quarterbacks. To me, you just look dysfunctional when you go back-to-back years with first-round quarterbacks. That's just me.
Unless it works. I mean, I understand what you're saying. It does look bad for a GM, and the Steve Keim guy in Arizona is the biggest example.
Well, that's the recent
one. They trade up to get Josh Rosen, one pick ahead of the Dolphins because they thought maybe the Dolphins were interested in him. And then the next year they have the number one overall pick, get rid of the first-round pick from the year before for a 2 and a 5, and draft Kyler Murray. But in this case, it worked. It looks like Arizona has their quarterback. In the Giants' case, when Daniel Jones was drafted, we all were shocked. I think the entire world was shocked that Daniel Jones was that high of a draft pick. And when he got in a couple weeks in, you thought to yourself, maybe they had their guy. Danny Dimes took the NFL by storm 1 week, and Giant fans were very happy. I don't know what the pulse of a Giants fan is right now, if they think they have their quarterback of the future, but I would be shocked, absolutely shocked, if the Giants end up with the number one or number two pick in this draft, something happens with Cincinnati.
Two right now.
And if somehow they move up to one and they on draft night pick Joe Burrow, I would be shocked.
Yeah, I would too.
I mean, totally shocked. This has Chase Young or a trade written all over the Giants.
Yeah, I would agree, unless somebody's got a lot and got a high pick.
Right.
Still where they can get somebody they really want. I would agree. But, I, you know, that's one of the theories going on for the Dolphins right now is the best thing could happen is the Giants end up getting that first pick.
Sure.
And then you wouldn't have to move up as much to get from where you're pick if things continue the way they are right now.
But what would it cost to go from 4 to 1?
It ain't going to be cheap.
No, I know that.
You're talking about getting the first pick in the draft. It ain't going to be cheap.
I know. I just wonder.
I don't know. I have no idea what it would cost. I swear, I have no, on the sliding scale of where it is, I just think a lot of it has to do with who it is. And it's pretty clear it's Joe Burrow, although we had people yesterday that were not so. If you've ever been and you watch college football and you're not sold on Joe Burrow, for everything they've said about him and all the throws he's made against the competition he's played against this year, maybe is. We've had other guys we've been in love with and we've watched them play and go, my God, is he good? But I'd be shocked if he's bad. In a couple years, not saying right off the bat, I don't expect everybody to come in like Marino and once they're starting midway through the season, they just take off and kill it. But I would be really shocked if Joe Burrow's not really good and not the first overall pick somehow.
Right.
No, whether it's the picks by trade
right.
or the Cincinnati gets the pick. And Joe Burrow, I don't know what you've seen. He makes all the deep throws. He just does it. He can run around. I'm not saying he doesn't run like Lamar, but he runs plenty good, plenty well enough to be just all the things you want. His toughness, he's got a little cockiness to him.
Well, he's got the intangibles. We've seen that. So, plus, he carved up the SEC.
Yeah. Well, listen, the competition's the most important thing in how you play, but he's played well against – he hasn't had bad games. He hasn't had that game that, you know, we look at the other guys and we keep going out there to Oregon and – well, I do. And I keep going, okay, let me watch Herbert again, man. Let me see. You know, everybody – nobody's going to have great games. Let me watch. And I go, oh, let me watch him. Well, maybe it's the guys around him. Let me watch him again. And a lot of people still think he's got the biggest arm, that he's going to go. Now, if somebody said, we're taking Herbert, I'd have a red flag on that one. I'm not saying you can't develop and do all this stuff, and I know he's a good athlete. He's 6'6", and all that stuff that people like. But, man.
But Joe Burrow looks like a day one plug and play and see what happens type of guy. Justin Herbert looks like a guy that might need to sit on the bench for a year and learn behind somebody.
He may have to
I don't know if Justin Herbert's the kind of guy week two you put in the system and think that maybe we could turn things around quickly. I just don't know. I'm no scout. It's just from what I've seen from the limited amount of Oregon games that I have been able to watch, considering the fact that every week LSU's on CBS or ESPN.
Well, all the games. I mean, one thing about it, and this has helped all of us. It really has. Like, you can watch. Everybody is on TV now. Like, Saturdays are fun. And Friday night, sometimes the games are on. But Saturday, now there's five or six games on. If you go through your Xfinity, I look, and there's five or six. You can find games of just about anybody.
Right.
There's everybody's games are on TV now. So it's that you get a chance to watch all these players and see how good they are. I see Justin Love came out. Is it Justin Love, if I'm not mistaken? Is it
Jordan Love?
Jordan Love. Right. Jordan Love. You can tell. I'm really up on
Justin
on
Herbert.
Utah State.
Right.
So he and his numbers, I think he's got one more touchdown than interception and had the good year last year. And they're going, well, we'll see how his offseason workouts are and everything else. But I don't know how good he's going to be. I know everybody loved him last year. I don't know how, you know, a lot of it is who you play with and how good your team, that is part of it. And Joe Burrow is on a really good team of guys that are really good. We got to go to break here. We got Hollywood's headlines. We got Armando Salguero coming up. We got Duncan Robinson coming up. We got Harrison Bryan coming up. We got everybody coming up. We'll be checking in. We got a big old game tomorrow night in town here with the Lakers coming to town. The Panthers still got a bunch of home games left as well. So we got our two teams that are really good. We'll be playing a lot here. We'll get a chance to see him. So anyway, a lot more stuff to get to coming up.
And now, It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you have for us today?
You want to start it off with an update on Assgate?
Oh, yeah.
No, what's the other name? We don't want to say Assgate because somebody will be offended.
What about Slap the Assgate?
No, not Slap the Ass. What's the other thing?
Slap and Grab.
Slap and Grab. Well done.
I don't know if that's any better. But
I like that.
Well, that's what she called it. That's
did she go
said.
Slap and Grab?
She did.
I think he was running too fast when he jogged by. I think he just smacked, right? No?
Smack and Grab.
We've been following the story very closely here. Alex,
everybody's still
Bozarian, I guess is how you say her last name here. She is the reporter from Savannah, the 23-year-old who, if you haven't seen the video right now, by now there's 12 million hits on
you're
Twitter.
The one.
Like, yeah, you're the only one that probably hasn't seen it at this point. But she's standing there doing her report. All the people in Savannah are running by her, and they're
it's
all waving at the camera.
Race, right?
Yes. So one gentleman decided that he would smack her on the ass as he was running by. Thought it would be funny, I guess.
Not funny.
You hit the wrong woman.
Right.
You hit that one woman at work that you can't mess with.
Yeah.
And you tapped that woman.
Things have not gone well here for Thomas Calloway, because his name now is out there, and people started doing a little research on who the guy is. He's a youth pastor. He's also a Boy Scout leader.
He's done with those two jobs.
Not going to be any
worse. Those two are done.
Going to be what any else? Worse.
And on the flip side here, guys, it didn't take long for the TV reporter to end up on CBS this morning doing the national tour here, telling her side of the story. Okay. You ready for a little? So we put together this little back and forth here. They got Calloway as well on TV. So both people have done TV. Here's a little snippet of the back and forth.
What were you thinking?
I was getting ready to bring my hands up and wave to the camera and to the audience. And there was a misjudge in character and decision making. I touched her back. I did not know exactly where I touched her.
The reporter, Alex Bazargian, was covering a run for her station in Savannah, Georgia.
Exciting.
I think what it really comes down to is that he helped himself to a part of my body.
Appearing on CBS this morning, she said she hasn't decided if she's willing to accept the runner's apology.
He took my power, and I'm trying to take that back. Whether I am open to it or not, I want to take my time with that.
43-year-old Tommy Calloway is a married father of two.
He's
a teen church youth minister and a Boy Scout leader. I read him the reporter's outraged social media post.
Alex said, quote, "To the man who smacked my butt on live TV, you violated, objectified, and embarrassed me. No woman should ever have to put up with this at work or anywhere. Do better." Your reaction?
I totally agree 100% with her statement. And the two most important words were her last two words, "do better." And that's my intentions.
He separates himself from the runners, and he kind of winds up, and he hit me hard.
I did not see her facial reaction as I just kept on running. And if I did see her facial reaction, I would have been embarrassed. I'd have felt ashamed, and I would have stopped, turned around, and went back and apologized to her.
Not going to really debate that because he hurt me.
Wow. Where do you start? He said he didn't know if he tapped her on the back or the butt.
Right.
I think there's a big difference. You would know by the feel of your hand if it was lower back or if it was rear end.
Yeah.
You would know. Completely different feel.
This is a wild story.
By the way, everybody had an opinion on this at work yesterday.
Of course.
I'm so proud of this woman. I go, what, go on these national shows?
Listen, I can understand her being upset by it.
Man.
But let me tell you, when they start giving out this guy's credentials.
There's always that one at work you don't mess around with.
Right, and like, we
doesn't
know.
Find any of that stuff fine. Don't put your hand on me behind me. Don't, you know.
But when they came out with his, like, credentials and vitals.
You don't say, hey, I really like your outfit today. It's nice. You don't do that with this one.
But you could say you look good, like beautiful today, right? Can you say that?
No. You're not supposed to do any of that stuff, Zach.
Okay.
I mean, your wife's here, so you don't do it anyway.
I don't even say it to her, so.
I just.
No, you don't go up to someone and tell them they look beautiful.
Yeah, that's.
Right.
That's like something you say to your wife like once every couple of weeks or so.
What?
Every like when she puts something nice on, I don't know. You don't say it too often, wear it out.
This guy's done, though, right?
I mean, Joe.
He's destroyed.
Here's
this
Tommy,
is,
yeah. father of two, a minister. I mean, come on.
No, he's this destroyed. Is a 2019 destroy right. job here. Like, we've seen a lot of these lately. This one's about as bad as it gets. This guy's ruined.
Yeah.
Jeez.
She got that Me Too thing rolling now.
Speaking
on her back geez.
Of guys getting ruined, did you see what happened to Tommy Two Gloves Gainey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, even his name is shady. So he's a golfer, apparently, and he was busted in the latest prostitution ring that happened in Polk County right here in Florida. He's a 44-year-old, and of course he's married. Has to be married, right? And he got busted offering $60 to an undercover officer for a sex act, who was posing as a prostitute, of course.
Oops.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, man.
The video is quite embarrassing.
Yeah, you think?
The cops come running out like it's a scene out of Dateline.
Oh, that Dateline. Oh, where they bring in the kids. Oh,
what was the guy's name? Oh, Chris Hansen. Chris Hansen.
That's bad.
You know what they called the operation?
What?
Operation Santa's Naughty List.
Oh, God.
He's done.
Oh. 124 losers went down in this.
Wow.
By the way, there's a big board that has like all of their faces on it in case you want to look at them.
Oh, no.
It's just such a sad, sad board of pictures, man.
Be a lesson for all of us, for all of you out there.
Oh, man.
Time's tough in golf right now, $60.
Yeah.
I know no one's watching, but my God.
Who was that cheap guy that didn't tip the guy in Mexico?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe they're going through
maybe
some
they're hard times.
Let's get one of the big guys.
By the way, he was in town for a charity tournament. Didn't make it to the tee time the next morning.
Yeah. Why, when you were just telling that story, I thought about a Super Bowl we had down here, and he had just gotten an award from a religious
from church,
group.
Right? Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
By a Christian group, gave
Eugene
him an
Robinson.
Award. Eugene
right.
Robinson.
Right.
And on his way back to the hotel, he stopped.
Right.
Undercover police officer.
Might want to take that night back. Whew. One night, ruin everything, man.
Man, one day.
One day, 1 hour, one slap.
Jeez.
You have a bunch of texts coming in about the first story here, so I kind of feel bad even going into this next story. I don't know how many people care. Curb Your Enthusiasm's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
They put out a trailer. I like that show. So, personally, I like that. But if you want to read some of the texts coming in about the reporter, that might be better than what Larry
Yeah, no, everything sounds boring after that guy going by and
he took my power. Come on. Double standard. Women can get away with that, but men can't. She's a superhero who has, quote, lost her power. No one knew her before this, but now she's somebody today. She wants a spotlight. I saw the video of the jogger smacking the reporter on the behind. Seemed like she was just about to have an OJ moment, but her facial expression after that guy did that. I'm just saying.
She was in the middle of talking on camera.
When she
got smacked, she stopped and just stared at him.
Right.
I'm sure when she went to break, told the camera, did you get that guy's face?
Right.
I'm not letting this go. He just tapped me right on the butt.
She's going to play it up, but that guy's an idiot. Tell the snowflake reporter to toughen up. This is splib. Nobody wants to slap that lady. She's long back. She ain't got no rump. I mean, this is what's going on right
come
now.
Come on, man.
I mean, she didn't have to run to go to CBS's morning show, their national show. Like, I understand you want to humiliate and destroy the guy, but, like, she got on that show quick.
Mm. Can I ask you this, though? Who's in the middle of running long-distance competition with all these other people, or even if it's a charity event, I don't know what it was. Who's in the middle of like, I'm trying to just, I'm gassed, and I'm just concentrating on finishing. Last thing I'm thinking about is that reporter that's off the side a little bit. And you see people put up the peace sign or, you know, put a funny face behind her or they think's funny. And then you got that one guy that comes by and smacks her right on the rear end. Like, even your wife says, What are you thinking? What are you
like,
thinking?
What's wrong with you?
You do this all the time?
Right.
Is this what you do when you go to charity events?
Someone just texted she should thank him. He made her even bigger than she ever would be.
Oh yeah. By the way, she was never getting on national TV.
No.
Unless it was her story. You're right.
And it is. By the way, today at 8 o'clock we'll be joined by Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Armando Salguero to talk some Dolphins. Armando is brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans.
All right. Well, that means he's coming up in a couple of minutes, so we got to get rolling here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.